So finally, and sorry for making you wait, Carl, but as Atlantic Sapphire, just to give a little bit of background here, I recently interviewed Johan Andreassen on our podcast, and so we weren't expecting to speak to you today, but a lot has happened recently with Atlantic Sapphire. The Q2 results came after the podcast, and the very unfortunate incident at the Denmark facility last week. And the reason I mention these things is because I think everybody is talking about Atlantic Sapphire right now, and we thought that it was, you know, it was best for you guys to join our webinar if you could. I guess the question to speak, there's always perception versus reality, right? Where is Atlantic Sapphire right now, and where would you say is the industry in terms of its developments?
It's a good question, and I think from our point of view, if we look at what's happened over the last couple of years, there is no doubt that Atlantic Sapphire has had some challenges that we were not expecting when we started out. And I think it was already mentioned earlier in this discussion that it is fair to expect that it will be somewhat of a bumpy road, but we do feel that we have had more bumps in the road than what we could expect it. And I think for us, the biggest topic over the last 2 years has been that we've had considerable construction-related issues. And this has had an effect on our ability to provide our fish with the right conditions, and therefore also to deliver on the volume side, which directly results in financial performance. So there is no doubt that it's been a tough start to the year, for example, for us. We've had breakdowns of everything from our chiller plant, equipment that was not delivered according to spec. And as a result, it's only in the last couple of months that we've had stable operating conditions throughout the farm, and where we finally can give the fish the conditions they need to thrive. So for us, for example, the initial batches, they haven't had those conditions that are necessary to really show the true potential of land-based salmon farming. But the positive is that now all of those ramp-up issues have been fixed. Risk is considerably lower in our day-to-day production. And the batches of salmon that were introduced from middle of 2020, those will raise the bar on what performance is going to be like. So we expect that when we start harvesting those batches in the middle of next year, you will really see what industry can aim for here and what unit economics really look like. And I think a very important point that was mentioned by Maggie is that, yes, these types of projects, they are very capital intensive. It does require a lot of capex to build the facilities, and the only way to make them profitable is to take advantage of economies of scale. You will not be able to build a small RAS salmon farm and make it work financially. That is simply not possible due to the very high fixed cost nature of this business. In order for this to succeed, and I think that Atlantic Sapphire has made this clear to many investors, in order to succeed, you need a certain set of attributes to the company. You need the right team. You need the right location with the right naturally given conditions, specifically water intake and discharge. You need to have the right construction partners, because this is not a small scale, smolt farm somewhere in Norway, which has been done 100 times before. This is large scale infrastructure that requires completely different skills. And last but not least, we've seen that having experience is so important. We've been doing this for 10 years. And even though we've been doing this for 10 years, we still stumble upon unexpected challenges. So in order for this to succeed, you need all of those factors. And I think that over the last year, especially, investors have become more and more educated on what to look for when evaluating projects. And we are quite confident that many of those 100 plus projects that you identified, Matt, in your research, most of those will never happen. And out of those that will be built, unfortunately, many of these will fail, because the reality is that farming salmon on land in RAS systems is not easy. And I think that it's positive for investors that the last couple of years with the industry moving at a very fast pace has made it possible for the investors to understand the risk factors better, so that we avoid investors investing in projects that maybe might not succeed at the end of the day.
Right. That's a good answer. Thank you. And I guess, you know, the speaking on behalf of the project developers, I think that you carry the entire weight of an industry on your shoulders. And people are just looking at Atlantic Sapphire and if it's going to work, when it's going to work. What type of, and the news flow, I think, totally dictates investor sentiment. What would you say are going to be the messages that you would be giving to the outside world later this year? It sounds like you're gearing up to larger harvest volumes for 2022, but what kind of messages can investors expect to listen to later this year from Atlantic?
Yes, so it's definitely true that being publicly listed and having to notify the outside world of everything that happens in the company basically has its pros and cons. And I think that there is no doubt that when we have negative events, such as a fire, such as an incident, which unfortunately has happened two times too much this year, then that is something that really overshadows all of the very important positive developments that happen day to day in our operations. We are now operating more than 12 independent systems, all stocked with fish, and we are day to day seeing more and more stable operations. To repeat an earlier point, what investors can expect is to really see biological KPIs on the new batches of salmon we have in our US facility that have actually had the conditions that we know as salmon farmers they need in order to deliver biologically. So what we will be doing over the next 12 months until we are in full steady state production in phase one is to give the investor community KPIs on how things are going, how are growth curves looking, how is biomass gain looking, to make it easier for people to track the positive developments. Because at the end of the day, the reality with salmon farming is that there is a long life cycle from egg to harvestable fish. So we're going to develop our reporting even further to make it easier to follow everything from all the positives we're seeing on the demand side, which we can probably talk about later, but also most importantly on the biological side, because the financial story in land-based is all about producing sufficient volumes to justify the high upfront costs. And we can fortunately see positive indicators of that biological performance a long time before the actual harvest of the fish happens.
Great, thank you. So once again, just a call for questions from the outside audience. We're still assembling those questions.